boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I really want to say thank you to you because thanks to you, I learned a very important lesson.
Really?
You're like, let me toot my own horn here.
No, seriously, what did I do?
You taught me, because you talked about this like a couple weeks ago, I'd say like 2 to 3 weeks ago, that you had went couch shopping with your boyfriend.
Couch perusing. Yeah, because we were like, knowing that moving later this summer that we wanted to buy something and we had really no idea what we were looking for. So we took a little outing to the furniture store to do some perusing and seeing what was available and what we can make happen.
And what you taught me was that you need to talk before you walk.
Yeah, because we didn't do that. It was like as we were going through the store, as the salespeople are like, hey, do you want to buy that? And we're like, we don't even know what we're looking for.
We don't know what we're looking for.
And then we're also like talking to each other like, do you like that? I don't like that. It was, yeah.
And then you weren't agreeing on anything because you guys didn't discuss anything beforehand.
I learned a lot that we were looking for different things at that time.
But you taught me to talk before you walk. So neighbor man and I were talking about what kind of couch we want before we looked. And honestly, we were just looking. That's all we were going to go for this weekend. We were just going to look at a couch and then, you know, because it's Memorial Day weekend and they're probably going to do the exact same sales for the 4th of July, right? So that's what we were going to do. Well, we ended up finding one that we both liked and fell in love with and we bought one this weekend.
Love it.
But let me tell you, because I know you haven't bought one yet, you need to start doing some tests.
Some tests?
Yes, on the furniture.
Oh.
I don't know what kind of test you're running on the furniture.
I sat on it.
More than just that, Taylor. You need to be doing some serious testing here.
Like what?
So what I did is I was probably a little too annoying. So I sat on the one side because he was tending to sit on the left side. I was picking the right side. We were going for like recliner couches. So he would sit in the left side. I'd sit in the right. And of course, you want to recline. Make sure it reclines perfectly for your liking. But then I wanted to sit in the middle seat. Why? Because at some point you're going to want to cuddle and I'm going to be stuck in the middle seat. I just know I'm going to be. So I need to make sure the middle seat doesn't suck.
Okay.
Like it sucks in the cars, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you got to make sure it feels good. So I was checking every middle seat at the couch stores to the point that they were probably thinking I was nutty.
Yeah, because like who chooses that?
The middle seat. And then you got to cuddle the long way. Like, okay, I'm laying down and I'm cuddling. How's that? Okay, now you got to cuddle like you're trying to both fit on one reclining spot.
You're doing this at the store in public.
Yeah.
Spooning.
Yeah.
Okay. Did they kick you out? Because I would have kicked you out if that was my establishment.
Is it weird? I didn't think it was
weird. I am not doing that test. No. No way.
It really tells you if you like the couch or not.
I'm good. I'm not.
I was just telling you that I spent my weekend what most probably people did, which was buying furniture because all the sales.
Yeah. You got to take advantage of it.
Heck yeah, you do. So I bought a couch this weekend. And here's the thing about buying a couch with a girlfriend that has an overthinking problem.
Okay.
Because I love the couch. Don't get me wrong, right? I love it. It's great. I am not overthinking it. I think it's the perfect couch. But I'm overthinking that you're overthinking it. Like, neighbor man.
Oh, my God.
So we come home, right, after buying the couch, and I'm like, did you think it was the right one? Do you think it's going to fit? Do you like it? Are you sure you didn't like the other ones that we tried? Or you think this is the perfect one? Do you think it's going to last forever? And I'm overthinking everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, overwhelmed. He's like, wow, this is really what it's like dating an overthinker, huh?
Mm.
And I didn't really think much about it, but yeah, it's got to be overwhelming to date somebody like me after you make a big purchase.
Well, yeah, I think that's normal, but at the same time, you just got to run with it, man. If you let you make the decision, you got to stick with it.
Yeah.
And know that you're right and be like, yeah, we did that. And then he's just going to let you buy whatever you want.
See?
That's what most men want, I think. Just make a decision and bring it home.
See, you got to make me feel good. So keep the confidence coming and then I won't ever doubt myself.
Well, the questions will still be coming.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Everybody's talking about
it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You ever think back on like your entire dating life? I mean, even back to your first crush and you're like, oh my God, I'm so cringy.
Mm-hmm.
That is kind of what's trending on TikTok right now, believe it or not, which is really fun to watch other people. But it's not so fun to think inward about all of the cringy things that you have done to get your crush's attention. So a lot of people are calling this the lost your mind trend. So people using this sound crazy. And with that, they are telling the story of a time that they quite literally lost their mind because they were doing something so extra, pretending to be into something to get the attention of their crush. So there's some people saying like when he says he's into singers and then they post horrible like snap story of them trying to sing or dance or I don't know, have knowledge about something that the guy is really into or girl. So I'm wondering if you can think of anything.
Yeah, I've done this like hundreds of times. What are you talking about?
That you pretended to be into.
Hundreds of times. But I do remember there was one guy I was like crazy into when I was in high school. I was like madly in love with him, mm-hmm. right? And I remember I like would post every meme, every opportunity I could about this. And I would talk about it as much as I could. But he was really into Star Wars.
Oh my God.
So I was then really into Star Wars. Now, I have seen some of the movies. My dad took me to some of the movies growing up, and I've seen some of them at home.
Yeah.
But not all of them. And I sure don't remember what happens in some of them.
But you were, like, posting to try to
get... I was like, oh, my God, I love Jar Jar Binks, or go Darth Vader. Whoa.
Did it work?
No, that's the one who cheated on me with my coworker.
Oh.
So it didn't go well.
Well, shout out Chewbacca.
If you thought your dating life was a nightmare, you haven't heard this. It's time for another dating horror story with those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
The best part about a dating horror story is you can take notes and take things away from somebody else's story to be like, yeah, I should not do that if I ever want to secure a partner. So keep that in mind as we listen to today's dating horror story. She says, I met this guy at a bar on a night out and was kind of feeling him. So I was excited when he asked me to go out on a date and he seemed pretty nice. He originally said that he wanted to do a breakfast date, but then changed his mind later and insisted that I come to his place to watch a movie at night.
Mm.
He said he liked rom-coms, though, and I thought that was kind of sweet, and I offered to show him one of my favorites. When I got to his place, though...
Oh, crap, I wanted to know which one.
She didn't include it. Use your best judgment.
Oh, I bet you I know which one.
When I got to his place, the sink was full of dirty dishes, piled high. He was wearing a stained baggy t-shirt and basketball shorts. And he insisted that we watch the movie in his room, even though he had a TV in the living room. And he said his roommate wasn't home. Whatever. There was really no place to sit in his room, though, so we sat on the bed, and he slowly sneaks into finding a way to start to snuggle on me, and I'm hating it because I barely know this guy. His house is kind of dirty. I'm getting a little icked out. But then, at one point, he gets up to go to the bathroom attached to his bedroom, and he went with the door open.
Nothing wrong.
On the first hangout? Okay. I took the chance to move to the floor to finish the movie, and he sat on the bed until it was over. And when I asked what he thought of the movie, he said, it was really stupid. I told him I needed to head out. He asked if we could hang out the following night, and I lied and said I had dinner planned with a friend. I left, and he texted me as I was on my way home and was like, you seemed off. Is everything okay? I said, I think I just lost the spark from the other night. And then he said, good, I wasn't even into you anyway. My friend dared me to ask you out. Your loss. I'm not even sure if that's true. But I think I dodged a wacky one either way.
Dude, I was thinking he was a good one for a split second there. Do you want to know what lost me?
What?
It was when he didn't like the rom-com.
It wasn't all the things before that.
No,
didn't
I didn't
matter?
Care about the dirty dishes or the toilet, the bathroom door being open. It was the rom-com that really disrupted me right there. Bothers me a lot, actually. Especially because I'm thinking, if it was 13 going on 30 and you didn't like it, oh my God.
Your standards are crazy.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I'm back at it again. I'm on crow watch.
Oh, dear Lord.
If you remember, my fascination with crows started a couple weeks ago when I told you that there was a crow that beat a person in tic-tac-toe.
And I did not believe you, but if you look it up on YouTube,
Google it.
It's a thing. It's a thing.
So I'm like keeping my eyes out for these crows, right? Because apparently they're real smart. I like to see what they're doing outside the window. Oh, there's one. What I've learned now is that crows can do math.
Oh my God, no they cannot.
Yes they can. Yes they can. They can count. They
so
can...
if I yell at the window, hey crow,
no.
2 plus 2 is what?
Well maybe they could because they can only count up to 4. But they can count.
Who actually did the research for this?
A university in Germany. I looked into this because I'm like shooketh to my core. And they caw as they count.
The crow... Caw 1, caw 2.
No. That crow might be smarter than you. I'm just saying, I'm looking closely out there and I'm listening now because if I hear any counting out there, I'm going to see what they're counting.
I literally am going to go out there and ask them what 2 plus 2 is and I'm just going to see if you're wrong.
Well, I don't think with that attitude, they're probably going to want to talk to you. Okay.
I am very curious. What is that one thing that just makes you swear like a sailor? It is so not good to be around you when you're doing that.
One thing. I got a list. I got a running list.
Oh, we want to know what that list is or that thing is for you. I found out this weekend the hard way that I swear like a sailor. I mean, I know I do swear from time to time. I'm not going to lie about that. Okay.
Yeah.
You know I do. But it was bad this weekend. I even sent you a Snapchat of what I was doing. I think it was Sunday night into Monday morning. I had... Neighbor man likes to play VR.
Oh my God.
Oh God, don't get the boys into VR.
Mm.
And he was trying to show me the VR world, the VR life, mm-hmm. right? And so I was playing it. And I realized when he took a video of me, because he was like sending it to his friends and stuff, like, oh my God, I got my girlfriend into like the VR stuff. He was really, really excited, right? Well, he sent a video to them. But I was so ashamed of myself and embarrassed because every other word was a swear word. But in the moment, I didn't realize I was doing that. I was so in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize I was a potty mouth.
Now, did you do it because you were getting competitive or because you were scared?
Yes.
Oh, because you were competitive.
I was playing this like lightsaber game. Like, okay, so you have like controllers, right? You've got the thing on your head and you've got these controllers. Well, I was playing, it looks like legitimate lightsabers and you're like, hitting these things, but you're really playing. It's almost Guitar Hero.
Oh,
and I was playing a Lindsey Stirling song, and I was getting really into it, but I kept messing it up.
I thought you were gonna say it's because you were scared of the VR.
No, it was because I was like mad at myself. I was disappointed. I was like, come on, because I was more mad at myself because I couldn't, like, my brain wasn't functioning and understanding what was going on. But I know that even if you gave me an Xbox controller or a PlayStation controller and you had me play, I don't know, Grand Theft Auto or something like that, I'm going to be the exact same way because I'm too competitive.
See, I'm that way also with VR and video games, but it's because I'm scared of everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I told him he can't give me a scary game because I said, I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth.
I don't know if you would survive it, to be honest.
I don't think you realize you have a problem until somebody calls you out and they're like, whoa, watch your mouth. You got a potty mouth over there.
Oh, you sound like my mother. She's like, really, Taylor? Really?
Was that necessary? And we want to know, when were you called out? Like that. What were you doing in that moment?
I mean, I got a list. Okay. There are certain things that I should not be allowed to do in front of other people.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned earlier to me that I should not do a haunted house in front of another person. I'm scared. I don't like jump scares, anything like that. But the other thing that comes to mind that I think is actually going to like surprise you a little bit that does make me swear like a sailor is crocheting.
What?
Yes. And
why?
Are
you hurting yourself?
No, no. And this is something that I realized this weekend because it's like a hobby of mine that I don't do regularly. Like I go through phases with it where I'm like really, really into it. And then I take time off.
Yeah. I'm honestly shocked you said you did it this weekend. I did. You haven't done it in a while.
I picked it up for the first time in quite some time and I get a little rusty. I'm still very new to it. So I don't really know what I'm doing. And I was working on a top and anytime that I have to like follow a tutorial, if I can't get it, there should be nobody in the room with me because I am just letting it fly. I literally was in my bed watching Netflix by myself. My boyfriend was gaming and he came in to check on me and he was like, whoa, I didn't think that you would be crocheting based on what you sound like right now.
Hi, my name is Destiny and if I play VR, I swear like a sailor. And if you do crochet with Taylor, watch out.
Yeah, you just wait until I'm like a granny hanging out with my other granny friends. It's going to be the...
Dude, I don't even think you're going to be invited.
Crochet and cursing. I just started a club. If you want to join, let me know.
I was going to say, I don't think you're going to be invited to any clubs because once they invite you one time and they realize how bad your potty mouth is, they're never going to invite you again. You honestly have to start your own club and that's it.
That's fine. I'm the only member. It's the saddest club ever.
Crochet and what?
Crocheting and cursing. That's what I do.
You better trademark that. That is gold right there.
Yeah, I'm going to get to work on that. Philip, what makes you swear like a sailor?
Fortnite.
I have heard many a dudes have meltdowns.
Okay, so that kind of goes with my VR and my video game problem. I remember, sorry, Carol. Carol used to work here years ago, and I used to babysit her kids, and Fortnite was like the hottest thing back then.
Yeah.
And I remember I played Fortnite with her kids, and I swore, and I remember the look on their face. I don't think they ever heard that word before.
Oh, no. So you had to stop, I hope. You kept
going.
Yeah,
no. That's a rule. That's a lesson right there. Don't let me babysit your kids.
I wonder why you don't anymore. Drew, what about you? What makes you swear like a sailor?
Anytime I hit my knee on my bed frame.
That's the worst.
Right on the corner.
Right on the corner. Yep. I just got a new bed frame recently and it's metal and has a 90 degree angle and I hit it every time I walk past it.
I'm going to add to that because that's horrible. But when you're like opening one of those like pulley outy closets, like a coat closet, you know, and you whack yourself in the knee or the elbow.
That has never happened to me.
Really? Maybe mine's overflowing. That's why that happens. Okay.
I'm just when I'm starting to think.
I should have kept that one to myself. Darn it. Levi, what makes you swear like a sailor?
Oh, pretty much everything. Everything that comes out of my mouth is F this, F that, F bomb. My parents say I swear too much in front of them, and I've tried to tone her down a little bit, but it really doesn't help. I'm just a F bomb kind of person, I guess. So
I feel that.
Anyhow, have a great effing day, okay?
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Okay, if you want a fun new compliment for your man when you walk in at home tonight.
Oh, yes, I do.
I got it for you. You got to say, babe, you are rodent handsome.
Yeah, no, Taylor, let's talk about this because I really think that is going to end up in a breakup.
I promise you it's not.
No, I'm starting to think it really will end up in a breakup.
It sounds...
Can you convince me otherwise?
Yes. Well, I'll try, I guess.
I bet $100 you couldn't.
Rat boyfriends are in. And it is in the most, like, genuinely nice way. Because when I first saw this, I was like, that sounds... I call myself a rat when I'm, like, in my ugliest form.
Mm-hmm.
So how is rat boyfriend or rodent handsome a nice thing? Well, apparently it is the new hot thing to look forward to in guys, like move over dad bods. We've heard of the golden retriever boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Apparently that's not it anymore.
Rodin. Oh, that one didn't last very long.
I know. I feel like we just heard about that in the last like year, but now.
Dad bods lasted longer than Golden Retriever.
And did. I think dad bods really truly aren't going anywhere.
No, but, I still like you.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Sorry.
Rat handsome are guys who are more like pinched and angular in the face and maybe not, I hate when people say this, but not conventionally handsome. Not like your Channing Tatum, although he... I would say he's almost kind of rodent handsome.
Dude, no, he's just handsome.
Well, whatever. And people also say it's the way they act, I guess, the way they carry themselves. They're not afraid to like love on their partners publicly or show affection. Maybe be a little bit slightly odd, but like in a hot way, weird in a hot way. Now, I think people are talking about this because if you've seen the movie Challengers with Zendaya, or if you've even seen the previews of it, the two main guys in that are very much rodent handsome.
It's funny you say that because I was going to say Tobey Maguire is somebody that I was going to say
he's
is a
on
rodent.
The list.
You know what is so funny you say that? Because he's kind of dorky, but also so hot.
Tobey Maguire. Jeremy Allen White, Tom Holland. I personally
was going to put Tom Holland on that list too.
I think of Barry Keoghan, who's with Sabrina Carpenter, mm-hmm. or some people say Maddie Healy from the 1975.
I was going to say Maddie Healy, but I didn't want to say that. I really didn't.
He literally had a rat character based off of him in the movie Flushed Away. I think it's totally fine to say, and people are
saying.
I mean,
he's good looking. Hate the dude, but you know, because what he did to Taylor, but you know.
But rodent handsome. This is like what people are finding attractive now, and I'm with you. It sounds horrible when you first hear it.
I'm just question for the class.
Okay,
do you if you're like looking for somebody, you know, and you drive by somebody on the sidewalk, and you think they look cute like a rodent? Do you go, "Hey, rodent, looking good"?
I think I'd rather like toss him a piece of cheese.
Just so you know, messing up is their middle name. It's Bloopers with those girls in the afternoon.
Loretta has a Loretta has a super that really makes a difference. We will throw out 37 million mismatched Tupperware pieces. What's wrong with me?
I have so many things.
And Sunday, sunny, high near 44. What is talking?
Karen, I'm
Dude, what actually is that? I don't... Wait. Hello? I think it's your computer. I thought there was somebody in the room.
What have I done?
I thought somebody was in the room with us. I got so scared.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, okay. Anyways.
What are you watching over there?
This is Ryan Gosling. You got movies on my mind, okay?
My goals tonight when I get off of work at 7 o'clock. One, I got to make a... Only fish. What is that?
Plenty of fish.
Plenty of fish.
Whoa.
Wrong website. Wrong website.
Something I've never heard of.
Only fish. Wrong website. Does your boyfriend have a boyfriend? A brother? a boyfriend?
Yes, he does have a brother.
Or you could name it SWIFTY.
That's giving me Swiffer Duster.
That one's up 37%.
Swiffer Duster?
No, not Swiffer.
Oh, jeez. I'm losing it over here. Who's calling their poor cat that?
Tonight at midnight, going until 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. I got a tickle in my throat.
Oh, I looked at you.
I looked at you like, help me, friend. And
I thought you were just smiling at me.
That did not look like help me at all.
I looked like, hey.
Do I need to work on my help me face? Okay.
That did not give help me at all.
Apparently I need to work
on it. No, it was, hey girl, hey. Sorry, I totally missed it.
All right, I'll work on my face next time.
Seriously, can you believe these two do this every day?
Like every day?
It's those girls in the afternoon. Weekdays 3 until 7 on Z102.9.
I am so glad I get to see your face right now because I almost didn't think I was going to be here because I was an inch away from my own death on Saturday.
Okay. But for real?
But dude, for real, man. Can I tell you the story? It's like almost too crazy to believe.
Oh, God. Okay, so yeah, you're not setting this up well. I'm not going to lie to you.
I have witness, okay? So here's what happened. Let me set the day for you. It was Saturday. I enjoyed the farmer's market downtown Cedar Rapids. Mm-hmm. It was great. After, did a little bit of shopping. And then after that, I went and bought a couch.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great day. I was on the high of my life right there. Awesome, right? I come home from buying a couch. And a neighbor man was in our yard looking at something in the grass, and I went up our porch steps. Now, had I stayed put, I would be dead. But something in me said to turn around really quick. So I did, because I was like, what's neighbor man up to?
Mm-hmm.
So I quickly turned around, which then made me move an inch.
Mm-hmm.
I kid you not. As soon as I did that, boom, glass.
What
happened?
What? Where's the glass coming from?
Just glass is flying from the sky. Watch out, people. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, where we live, there's neighbors above us.
Yes.
Okay, I did not know this, but they had like, I don't know what you call them, like where you put like a bouquet of flowers in like a glass, like
vase?
A vase. I was a like, what's the word?
If you're really fancy.
Well, I'm not that fancy.
Okay, vase.
I don't know why they thought to put that on their like ledge, but they did.
Uh-oh.
A big wind gust came. Boom! Glass!
Oh, jeez.
Falls up. Well, if you were asleep, you're awake now. And it fell. And it, I'm kidding you. I'm not kidding you, is what I was trying to say. That if I wouldn't have moved that inch because something told me to turn around, boom, glass would have been on my head.
No more of that.
What?
Ow, stop doing that.
Do I got to give you a heads up when I'm going to do it?
So it was behind you or did it happen in front of your face?
I'm telling you, I was going up the stairs and something told me when I, because I almost just chilled on that last step because mm-hmm. I was waiting for neighbor man. Something told me to turn around and check on him, which then made me move an inch.
Mm.
It was right there, Taylor, right there. Boom, glass. I almost died.
Yeah, that's cool. But like, did you tell them? Did you tell the neighbors?
Ooh, yeah, we do. I
you
made him
stop
go
doing
up.
That.
No, I made him go out there. I was like, you got to tell him that I almost died.
Oh my gosh.
And he did. He was really nice about it. He was like, hey, like, do you have a vase up here? And they were like, yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah, not no more. It almost killed my woman.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.